before our time.
Nice guy.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Ms. Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed fishing game, and you both have the team vest. You guys have to buy those yourself? Or?
Yeah, we pay for that ourselves.
Good deal. Looks like you wear that instead of a jacket.
We ought to all get one for that.
$35, we'll buy one.
You had to pay for it?
Pay for it.
$35?
Even the second, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, we have one more item, and it's in section 18B.
We have ratification.
It's the fire suppression. It's not for a supplemental request. It's basically after you left last session, we had two more emergency fire declarations. This $6,233,287.4 finalizes that accounting. We spent a little less than we estimated. Finishes the fiscal year 03. The good news is for fiscal year 04, we do not anticipate any fire suppression supplemental.
You got a little extra left over in case we have the fire before we, when we go home between now and the first gyms?
So far we do, and it depends. It depends, of course, on the weather conditions and the fires, but we have money in reserve for what we call project fire.
Very good. $2 million in fires. Another one of those we can't predict. But we fully, well, that's, we fully find it. I know Representative Crawford's smiling over there. Okay, very good, Nico.
Thank you.
We avoided, evaded my question. Public safety.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Dan Spencer, with the Administrative Services Department of Public Safety. We have two items in this bill before you, Section 13A, which is allowing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to use the FY04 funding to pay a claim based FY04. Basically, the claim came in higher than they had anticipated. It didn't lapse enough money to take advantage of the miscellaneous claim statute, so we have to have authorization to do that.
Okay.
Very vague about the nature of the claim.
Well, the claim is it's the Alcohol Beverage Control Board is contacting the Branson Police Department for underage enforcement operations, and to mix up the amount of funding that was coming through the Alcohol Beverage Control Board from the grant, federal grant in the past, and then moved down to the Naples Police Department and did not have to go on. So they presented a bill for the bills that were moving on. This is simply that the ABC board paid the entire amount of funding that the Naples Police Department had to use. And prior to the hearing, Representative Hawker, this would have been miscellaneous claims section, this kind of thing where you get this kind of bill, it's going to get late. And the biggest difference in last year was in the statutory change. It said it doesn't automatically pay. From the current year's appropriations, we lapse enough money. The ABC board only lapsed $6,000 and not $20,000.
Thank you. You've clarified my concern. I've been looking for this $20,000 throughout the entire process. Thank you very much. You've made me very happy today.
To make someone happy with something like that.
What's that Griffin doing, by the way? What's that Griffin doing?
He was doing pretty well the last time I talked to him.
Working on the
pool. Representative Smolten.
Are there enforcement people still carrying guns, or have they started carrying guns?
Chairman, I don't know the answer to the question.
Okay, go on to your capital request.
Chairman, the second item, Section 13B, is to account for the domestic violence and sexual assault. We'll give them the authority to spend $29,750,000 worth of pass-through funding from the military. This money will be used approve fund repair renovation for existing shelters around the state. The Valley Commission has contacted CDSA and asked them to go through the process of soliciting proposals for repairs, improvements, if be necessary for the facilities going. The council on municipalities can set themselves a vote for area solicits proposals, and then actually we're going to allocate the funding. All the funding is pass-through funding from the Denali Commission. The reason it is in the supplemental is because the Denali Commission has asked council to have all of the funding allocated by July 1. And for that reason, it's in the supplemental as a capital appropriation instead of
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yeah. Martin Griffin. Martin Griffin, my name is Susan Tanner. I'm the Admin Services Director for the Department of Revenue. I will address item 14A. Mr. O'Halloran will address 14B and C. 14A. $150,000 additional Alaska Municipal Bond Bank receipts for the bond bank. The current authorization would allow for the 5 debt issuances. Last year, we did request a supplemental of $142,000 for 7 debt issuances, and in the current fiscal year, we predict 8 to 9. The primary cost of the broken bond bank are $700 issued. Then the next fiscal year, we aren't asking for additional authorization to prevent us from having to come back to the supplemental appropriation. I'm going to take any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Questions? Yes. We've got a note here.
This additional funding, $150,000, is directly related to use of the municipal bond bank debt placements benefiting municipalities. We talk about increasing the anticipated debt finance. This results because we have municipal utilization of bond bank and placing their structured debt over whatever our baseline budget estimate might be. I've had numerous conversations over with the administration, and I've been led to believe that the Department of Revenue believes that it's not feasible for us to issue any more debt through the municipal bond bank. We're kind of wondering if this seems to account for debt to actually increase in utilization. And on the other half, I'm hearing that we have no capacity of bond through the bond bank.
My understanding is that the statutory requirement is $500 million. Close to $300 million, and I think that the key to those exact numbers. So I think that there might be some misunderstanding that we could get straightened out. Representative Coffey, through the chair.
Chairman, that would be graciously appreciated.
I guess my question to you now is, what do you know about the bond?
I know we have had closings in general, and as far as like specific rules, I have to get back to you and have the executive director, WHO, because I don't know if there's a that's a good
part of the United States up here. I think that some people want us to. Anyway, okay, let's see now. Mr. Bartholomew, you're next, right?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Bob Bartholomew, Coconut Fund Corporation.
Yeah.
In the supplemental, we have two items, 14B and C. 14B has no dollar impact. It is, in essence, a statutory clarification. In the budget bill, after the budget bill that passed at the end of last year, there was, in essence, a sweep or transfer out of the earnings reserve account into the permanent fund. And we received a letter subsequent to the end of session from the Senate President that indicated that the transfer was intended to be a prepayment of inflation of the permanent fund for fiscal year 04. And for us, we need the actual legal clarification. So we treat it differently, whether it's a special appropriation or whether it's an inflation appropriation, as far as how we calculate the size of the fund and how we inflate it. So we had requested both the governor's office and the legislative finance office that there be clarifying language so that we're actually with a legal record of the intent of last year. Transfer and the amount of that transfer last year was $354 million that was taken from the earnings reserve principal. Subparagraph there. Subparagraph C, as a part of last year, the inflation proofing appropriation for FYO. Was repealed, and subparagraph C in essence reestablishes the appropriation to say whatever is necessary to fully inflate into the permanent fund less the amount that was previously transferred last will be appropriated. And right now, spreadsheet estimates that at $177 million, and our latest numbers going to January increase that to about $170. Won't be able to make that actual calculation till June 30th, but this is a very close estimate.
What are the probably anticipated
for FY05, we're estimating an inflation rate of 2.6%, and a transfer of just over $600 million.
So, just for the lack of the public's knowledge, we are putting $600 million almost twice the year in the flat fund or fund some of the education into the permanent fund for the
Chairman, the money is currently in the permanent fund. So,
right.
We are taking money to basically state that the portion of the permanent fund that's protected for the future increases by the rate of inflation. So, that's what that money is doing. So, that's the public policy decision that the legislature is making when they transfer that money. That is statutory formula.
Nancy, go right ahead and introduce yourself for the record.
For the record, I'm Nancy Slater, Director of Administrative Services for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Okay.
Would you like me to begin with 16?
Why don't you begin with 17?
17. A is requesting the board to receive and expend funds from the sale of the MV Bartlett and to use those funds for construction of the maintenance facility in Prince William Sound, specifically in Cordova, to accommodate the new fast vehicle ferry to Geneva when it arrives. Cordova for service in Prince William Sound. The funds are we're requesting that these funds be used for this purpose because the Federal Highway Administration under Title 23 requires only federal dollars that are put towards the purchase or refurbishment of a vessel. When that vessel is sold or surplus, the money needs to go back into a Title 23.
What was it in the past, Pat, supplemental federal funding for various fast ferry facilities? Where were those going?
In fast track supplemental? I don't believe that we had any monies in the fast track supplemental for the fast ferry. We have in our O5 capital budget funds for.
I thought there was some, but I'll look myself. How much did we get for the
$389,500? At the $389,500.
That's all you get for used building?
To the chair, yes, we were actually quite happy that we got that much. We were concerned that we would not get enough to cover even scrapping, so scrap money. So we were quite happy. This was sold through eBay.
Put the Bartlett on eBay. I haven't known that.
I thought you read the Daily News every day.
One more question, Mr. Chairman. So, how much is the total cost of the quarter deposit? Is it this $389,000?
To the chair, Croft. The maintenance facility itself is approximately $1.5 million. There is an appropriation that was provided to us this year. Have a portion of it. That building is, the design on it is almost complete, and we anticipate advertising it in the beginning of March, sometime in the first 2 weeks of May.
So the other 1.1 is GF, and it's in the capital, or?
No, it's a federal PC.
In the capital budget, O5 capital budget?
And the O4 capital budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Deal.
Let me ask, why is this the supplemental budget instead of being just rolled into the
To the chair, Wilson Apocker, again, this building, this facility is we're anticipating advertising construction of it in March, and so we'll begin construction as soon as that contract is. Why is Cordova a maintenance facility instead of a community that's attached to the road and that's through the chair, Lexie Hopper, I'm not sure exactly what the options were looked at in for that particular decision. I know that it was the Chiniga will be traveling between Whittier, Valdez, and Cordova. I don't believe that it will be going beyond those particular communities when it's brought on board.
Thank you.
I think what happened is, I don't know what you're doing. Run once a day. Obviously, the park is one in one spot. And starting and stopping the critical put over the values. Put over the. I think that they actually toss up between the economics, but the Department of Marine Highway. Whittier, I don't know, but Whittier gets your prison, well, that'll be a big time, but take the maybe out of
guys are getting in trouble in that city of LB.
Those Marine Highway guys are getting in prison. okay, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 17B is requesting $50,000 for Northern Region Leasing and Property Management, as is section 17D that's going to Southeast Tigers and Aviation. There's $50,000 for each of those components for receipt support services. These requests are to deal with the legal issues that are stemming some of it from implementing the regulations that govern the rural airports and their leasing of land. We find that the regulations specifically for northern region. The dispute there has to do with bringing up the lease to within half of the fair market value. And that is the controversy that we're dealing with there. And in Southeast region, it has to do with the best interest finding and the wording of the airport lease. Mr. Chair, we're requesting $200,000 in general fund dollars to assist in the snowmobile markets in Anchorage. We had $500,000 budgeted for snowmobile in Anchorage in our O4 budget. Expended all of that money and are now at a deficit fund, actually, because we're responding to the large amount of snow that is falling in Anchorage. And last month, earlier this month, actually, we were at about 76 inches of snow in Anchorage as compared to an average of about 42 inches. And actually, last year, we were 8 inches at that period of time. So we're about 3 feet more than one at that particular date, and it's still snowing.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions on that item? I am not too glad that we didn't get the snow that we did. Okay, next
up, Southeast Highways. As I said, that was a $50,000 in leasing support service. We can deal with that airport leasing issue, dealing with the bus interest funds at the Yakutat Airport.
Okay.
Section 17E is reducing the amount of highway authorization to reflect the ratification of the Master Mates and Pilots contract. It was finally ratified, but the effective date was in January rather than July 1st, so we're reducing it by half of the benefits that were originally included in our FY04 operating budget. I believe that this is just an extension. I don't believe that it's that there's still negotiations going. Except for section 16, there's a debt service issue there. If you want us to address that, requesting that section.
Picnic dog?
Yes, it's the Lakeland Peninsula Borough and the Aleutians East Borough. We're requesting an extension on the lapse date of this appropriation and reducing the amounts to what we actually need. This, and if you recall, there's HB 258. The legislation that authorized the state to reimburse certain communities for debt service for harbor projects, and we had requested appropriation in FY04 for these two communities. The law requires that we reimburse them in the fiscal year following their actual debt service payment. They haven't made their debt service payments yet. They'll make them later this year, and that will allow us to reimburse them in FY05. And so we're asking for the lapse date extension to FY05 to allow us to use these funds for that reimbursement. The amounts are reduced to reflect what their actual debt service payments will be.
I can't believe you're taking money from all the businesses. You're already having some taken from them. I'll take more from them, Carl.
Very well.
Watch out. Okay, Nancy, thank you very much.
We already talked about the ratification.
The argument should have been a lot.
Okay, well, that's it, folks. This is the second supplemental that the track is. Nothing more to come before the committee. We are adjourned.